why do I advocate for doing it differently, charging based on the value you provide? And just to give you some background, I started my business 10 years ago, and I started my business under the pretense that people want to pay by the hour. Now, the fundamental flaw with this business model, it's we assume that customers like this, and we assume that customers will always like this, will always pay for this, and we assume that our customers are not going to leave us for another professional that will charge based on value, fixed fees, or maybe that there will be so much technology that can replace us that this will be an obsolete business model. So that works under that assumption. So I started my business charging $75 an hour, and I gradually went up to about $250 an hour in about 7 years or so. And then in the last 3 years, I've been moving away from charging by the hour and even billing my employees by the hour and charging fixed fees for our services. Now, we're going to talk about value pricing, but you have to give me a chance, right? So we're charging fixed fee for our services. When we charge a fixed fee, our new challenge is to get our employees to do the work faster for the same fixed fee and provide the same results. So we invest in technology, we invest in training, but for the purposes of being able to bill our fixed fee that we promised our customer we were going to bill for a specific result and still have the same earning potential regardless of how much time we're spending with our employees with their billable capacity. So when you charge a fixed fee, you no longer have to worry about your billable capacity because that's no longer a factor. You do have to worry about your employees becoming increasingly more efficient. That means they can output more work per hour or whatever you want to call it, but not just efficient, effective. You know, they can output work that the customer likes and the customer enjoys and delivers the results that the customer wants. If your employees can satisfy your customers at a fixed fee, that is the best business model to be on. So let's talk about value pricing for a second. So charging a fixed fee or a fixed price for a service, and let's assume we're going to talk about monthly accounting or monthly bookkeeping, charging a fixed fee or a fixed price doesn't necessarily mean that you're value priced. Not all fixed fees are value priced, but all value prices are fixed. Okay, and that's really an important component of this whole thing. So your customer needs to know what they're going to pay up front. You as a professional, you will promise, you will deliver the result for that fixed fee, and that will be the end of it, right? That's the entire engagement. Now, the part about value pricing is when we actually figure out what the results of our work are worth to our customers. And we do that before we give a price. And the way to do that is to understand their priorities, is to understand what is unique about their business, what's unique about our business, and how the two sum more than the sum of the parts. So by your particular customer working with you, you add one and one together, the result needs to be three. So you have to figure out how you working with your client will deliver a result greater than the sum of the parts. That's a really important component of it. And sometimes this is a difficult, really heavy task. Like your customers are not going to tell you your work is worth $3,000 a month to me. They're never going to say that. Now, what your customers will do is they will tell you what hurts them, what aches them. They will tell you their pain points. And you should be able to figure out, you know, if I resolve these pain points and give you that time back to focus on growing your business, which is, that's what most business owners want when they hire an accountant, a lawyer, a marketing professional, an IT consultant, a business consultant. What they want is they want to give you a task that you can do better than them so they can spend that time doing things that they're better than you at doing or better than the competitors are doing. They want to focus on developing their customers, developing new markets, making their business operations better, marketing more, improving their product with research and development. That's what business owners want. And as service professionals, we need to figure out what is it that they're going to do with that time we're going to free up for them to concentrate on what they want to do. And once we understand what they're doing with that time, we have to figure out what is the value of that business owner spending more of that time in that business. Think about it. If you're a business owner yourself and you had, and this is a really important sort of mental exercise you want to do. Imagine that the gods gave you an extra hour a day, one uninterrupted hour where you can do whatever you want to work in your business a day. Imagine that for a second, right? Because everybody complains about there's not enough time in the days. Okay, we get it. Not enough time on the day. We get it, right? Everybody has the same amount of time that they're awake and there's constraints. We understand that. Everybody complains about the same thing. But what if the gods were to give you back 1 hour a day to spend in your business, spending yourself uninterrupted? What would you do with that hour? And as you imagine what you would do with that hour, think about how valuable that would be for you. You know, how much would you pay to be granted that wish to have 1 hour more a day to do whatever you want to do, whatever you're passionate about, whatever will help you grow personally and your business? And then you translate that into the work you perform for your customers. You translate that into your accounting service, into your consulting services, into your legal services, into your marketing services, whatever it is that you do for a living for your customers. So if you are able to put your client in the mindset of, what would I do with that extra hour a day? How much that would be worth to me if that wish was granted to me? And then you as a service professional need to figure out, how do you insert yourself in such a way that you are the one that actually grants that business owner that extra time back to do whatever they want? And once you get into that mode, that's what I call the value creation mode, where we simply 100% concentrate on generating that value for that customer, where at the same time, the customer, all they're going to do is get more time back to do whatever they want, but they're the ones that are going to create the additional value. You as an accountant, as a marketer, as a lawyer, whatever, you probably don't think you create that much value with what you do, because what you do is very finite. But when you give them time back to do whatever they want to do, that has a dynamic number. And that number means more to them than it means to you. And that's a really important thing. Like, you as a accounting professional or consultant, whatever, you can't say, well, my customer's extra hour a day is worth $100 an hour to them. You can't determine that number. Your customer is the only one that will determine that number. And they will not give you that number. But when you think about it, it's almost invaluable. So they can't give you that number. But as long as you understand what they're thinking, what they're going to do, and what's worth to them, that's when you as a service professional turn into what I call a value pricing business model, or a value driven business model, where all you're doing all the time is figuring out what you can do for your client that gives them more time to do what they want to do. And then you price your services as close to that number as possible. And again, we don't know what that number is going to be, but if the client pays for it, that means that that number was lower than what the client had in mind. So that's a really important piece of it, right? So if your customer is willing to pay $1,000 for your services, $2,000 for your services, whatever you're giving to them is worth more than what they're paying you. So the only way to truly know what your services are worth to your customers is whether or not they pay for it, which is why in value pricing, we talk a lot about options, okay? When we are trying to figure out how to price our services, once we understand what the customers want as a whole, then we want to break down those wants and those needs into two or three buckets. I think most school of thoughts recommend three options, three buckets, right? The one bucket that provides the minimal services that you're willing to do, that you can do a great service for, that will meet the minimum requirements of what they called you to do in the first place. So that's going to be your first package. And that's going to be, let's say, $500 a month. Then you're going to build the largest package or the third option, which is the one that's going to meet everything you talked about, plus a whole bunch of bonuses that will make you the best service professional that person has ever had. So you package that into the third package or the third price of the options. And then you figure out one in the middle that is just sort of somewhere financially, somewhere along the lines. And it does sort of best of both worlds. It meets some of the minimums and it has a couple of features of that third highest one. And you price that somewhere in the middle. So let's assume, as I said, the lowest option is 500. The highest option is 2000. Then the one in the middle will make it maybe 1200. So once you give the client those three options for those three services, after you had a deep value conversation with them and understood what they wanted, and you had them imagine what they're going to do with that extra hour and all that stuff, then you frame it. You give them the framework where the client now is within the capacity of saying, okay, you can provide value to me three ways. We have the minimal value you can give me, which is going to be $500, meeting these checkpoints, this you know, scope of work, this tasks or whatever, this finite number of results. And then there's this highest possible value you can give to me, which has a plethora of things that you're going to do and results you're going to guarantee for me. And then the one in the middle, and it becomes just really easy for the customer to know what to buy, what to choose. And that changes the conversation from, you know, will you work with me, to how you will work with me. And that's a really important piece. I think a lot of service professionals make the mistake of just giving people one option, one price, one service. And then you have a 50-50 chance, right? The client can say yes, or the client can say no. But when you give them three options, right, they can either choose one of the three or say no. All of a sudden, you have a 75% chance that they'll pick something from you. The other piece that is important is those options set the expectation that if you want more, you have to pay more. So there's just a whole bunch of techniques that have to do with adding value before you meet your customer. This has to do with your branding and all that stuff. Adding value through the conversation, which has to do with understanding what they need. Adding value through the service delivery, which has to do with understanding how the client wants that, you know, the work product of your service. And then adding value through constantly reviewing and discussing with your clients your performance, their performance, how they feel about the work, asking them for referrals. And that's basically a whole cycle that we do over and over and over. So that is, in a nutshell, the value pricing mindset, the value-driven business model that is going to be different than the hourly business model that we talked about earlier. Because if you actually take that value pricing, value added business model in there, and you go back into that spreadsheet that I was talking about earlier, we no longer care about billable hours, about our capacity, our effective cost per hour. We're not looking at those numbers anymore. And it is possible that you're going to be value pricing, or you're going to be pricing based on the value you provide, or fixed fee pricing, whether or not you do full value pricing or not. And then you're going to figure out whether, you know, all the customers that paid you pay you enough to pay for your overhead. And maybe you're making money, maybe you're not. But gradually, what you're going to do is you're going to adjust and adjust and adjust until you price your services high enough that you can actually beat that artificial ceiling that you created with the original hourly pricing business model. And this takes time. If you're already in practice, if you've been practicing for a couple of years, this transition could take you a year, could take 2 years, it could take 3 years. It is my third or fourth year in it. I'm still going into the transition. I still have a couple of projects, a very select couple of clients that I still charge by the hour, especially if I do 1 or 2 hours and that's it. I still have a 1 hour rate and a 2 hour rate right there in the bottom of my email, just to give clients some context of what it's like to at least work with me for a little bit. So I have that rate still. So I'm an advocate of value pricing, but I don't respect it 100%. in terms of following all the rules, just because I still consider myself transitioning to value pricing. So you can start with an hourly business model, and that's okay. All hope is not lost. You transition little by being value driven, by understanding what your clients want, by charging fixed fees, by giving them options, and eventually you completely sway away from hourly billing, and you will hate it. I hate it. I don't like hourly billing. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the work my employees do, we do zero hourly billing. I don't have a rate from any of my employees or my team members. When we get them involved, we always flat fee, try to value price every single package or service. Oddly enough, the only one that still charges for 1 hour or 2 hour that has an actual hourly rate for 1 or 2 hours, it's me and my partners who do sort of the most complicated work. And even so, there's only a few clients or a few situations that we still charge like that, at least to get our foot in the door. But we always offer projects in fixed fees and in options. So that's the business model. Now I want to talk about some of the whys in terms of your customer. Now, a lot of people think that value pricing, it's about making more money for the professional, right? It's all about the professional making more money. And that is not what the philosophy is. The philosophy is that if the professional makes more money doing so, it is great and it is expected that you reap the benefits of doing better work. But value pricing is about only doing work that the customers value above the amount that you're charging. Okay? Only doing work in which every single customer is not just satisfied, they're ecstatic by the fact that you are the first service professional that guarantees a result, and that result is worth more to the customer than the amount they're willing to pay. And there are so little amount of professionals that work that way, that concentrate on working with clients, and that way have that philosophy or that business model. So by you doing so, you're gonna be a great differentiator. You're gonna be able to stand out, and you're gonna have all tons of loyalty, because it's very difficult for a customer that you value priced and you deliver the results and the price was agreed up front and the price is below the value that you're providing. How are they gonna leave you? It's just not possible. It is not possible. And can you get this wrong? Yes. Can your effective hourly rate be lower when you charge fixed fees? Yes. Can you lose money? Yes. That's the risk of changing business models. And I cannot guarantee that it will work for everyone. But if you stick by it and you keep going, you keep adjusting, you keep churning, you keep studying it, and you concentrate on attracting clients that are looking for more value. Okay? Because one of the things that this model of philosophy does, which is the most valuable piece, is it helps you as a professional change your mindset and change the way you think, change the way you approach new customers, you approach relationships, change the way you treat your employees. And over time, it's a great personal achievement to be able to transform an hourly-based practice into a value-driven practice. So I'm going to strongly recommend that you read up on this, study it as much as possible. I actually have a webinar that I'm teaching this. If you go to valuepricing.net, you can access that webinar. It's going to be a 3-hour webinar where I explain specific techniques, processes of how I do it. Most important, to give you some framework and some examples, but this is all going to come from you, how you price, how you approach your business, how you approach your clients. That should all be customized and unique to the way your business works. But I think in this webinar, I'll be able to share with you what I've done in the last 5 years, how I've done it, what has worked and what hasn't worked. And hopefully you go through the same transformation, or you go through the same steps of going through this transformation of business model in your own business. Thank you.